It's sort of like a usual March for you. You turn up and play playoffs basketball. Are you feeling any different this time around?
Oh, look, it's the best time of the year, and obviously one more sleep to go. I feel like a kid on Christmas Eve. And just walking in here and seeing the arena, even though it's eerily quiet right now, knowing what the atmosphere is going to be like in just over 24 hours' time, you can't help but get excited. So it'll be a rough night's sleep tonight. I won't be able to think of anything but the game, but that's why you play. You love it. You love the competitiveness and that challenge to win a championship, which we've, you know, obviously starts tomorrow night.
How much is home court advantage in your favour right now?
Oh, obviously it's something we're glad we secured by winning the minor premiership. You know, we're going to have 13, 14,000 people all wearing red supporting us tomorrow. But in saying that, you want to play in front of big crowds. So when we go to Melbourne, hopefully it's a sellout because it actually gets the away team going as well. So, you know, it's nice to have that support tomorrow. They're a big part of the success we've had. And I dare say, you know, we'll face something similar but opposed to us on Sunday.
I'm actually looking forward to having Mitch back finally.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's had he's been in and out of the training squad for the last 10 or so days, but to be full-time the last few in particular, he's just a superstar of the league. And, you know, there's a reason why he wears the green and the gold during the off-season for the Boomers. And to have that extra guy to come off the bench, play 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes, whatever's required of him, you know, he's not going to back down any opponent or any stage. And so I'm expecting a big game from him.
How much better do you reckon you are from the team perspective now that you've had to rotate guys through this point guard position and know that you've got three or four who can do it legitimately now?
Yeah, it's just that security of knowing that if someone gets in foul trouble or injured, if they're throwing different looks at us defensively, that we've got three or four, including Sunday, legitimate guys that can run the point guard position. And at times we've also had Tarico running it. So it's an important part, you know, position on the floor. And knowing we've got a plethora of players who can run it and run it well, it's just nice having that confidence.
Has it been the unexpected benefit of the injuries that have happened throughout the year?
Yeah, it is. A few things have come to the surface throughout the injury, you know, whether it's, you know, Mitch goes down, it gives more time to someone like a Clint Steindl who then goes into a league of his own at different periods throughout games with his shooting. Just to name one guy in particular, Tarico White came out of his shell a little bit because he had to. And now he's been one of our best performers consistently over the last month. So, you know, there's always opportunity when you face adversity like injuries, and I thought the guys have made the most of it.
Look at yourself personally, going for a fifth championship here with the Wildcats. What does that mean for you?
I love the game, and there's no better feeling than being on court and holding up a championship trophy, seeing your teammates, seeing your family in the crowd, and the reward that the last 6 months have paid off. And even before that, the going back years, you know, one of the first things you do after winning a championship is call your parents. And the excitement I have when I make that phone call compares to nothing to the excitement I hear at the other end of it. So everyone has their own reasons for playing. Mine's love of the game, competitiveness and family. And, you know, if you get to hold up the trophy at the end of it, there's no more rewarding feeling.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's one of those things that while you're playing, you rarely reflect. And then when you say the number 10 years, I guess it has been a while since that first one in 2009-10. But it's what motivates you every single day. You know, you get to have a taste of it, even though it was 10 years ago. So then you want to win another one and another one and another one. And soon as I got older, you know, I dropped away all the individual goals. And my only goal now is to win as many championships as possible because I know that my years playing in the league are limited. So why not try and add a few more?
On mention of that, what do you see going into the future? Obviously next year and maybe a few more years ago.
Look, I'd love to play on. I'm not sure if I'll put, you know, one, two, three, put a number on it. It definitely won't be any more than that. But look, I still love the game. I feel like I can still play my role within the team. And provided those two things are still there, then I'd love to put my hand up and wear the red jersey. But I'm also not opposed to, if I'm not good enough, I'll step aside and move on, you know, the rest of my life.
How does this team compare to previous championship teams?
Yeah, it's really special. It's that nice combination of youth, skill, experience and leadership. So you look at, you know, two guys in particular, Nick Kay and Mitch Norton, you know, what they've brought to the game, not just Nick being a first team All-NBL player, but, you know, that sheer competitiveness the two of them have, it brings other guys along. So, you know, Jesse's going to compete after every possession. We know that. You know, Greg's going to do that. You bring in some guys from other teams, they come along, jump on board, never ask why, just do it. It becomes contagious because it's new faces doing it, which inspires you to continue to do it so that you can lead from the front. And they're just two guys I name. But you watch Bryce Cotton, everyone talks about him being the leading scorer in the league. He's also one of the better defenders. He doesn't take a possession off. He doesn't just wait to get the ball in his hands before he wants to shine. You know, his competitiveness is amazing, and that can be said for a number of guys.
The changing face of this team, Greg's announced to you as well, we don't know what's happening with yourself and mm-hmm. Jesse and Tom as well. Does it add extra motivation to this series in particular that maybe those veterans may at some stage, whether it's this year or next year, move on?
Yeah, definitely. You know, one thing I appreciate now more than ever is time left in the game. You know, you just kind of go through the routine of training hard, lifting hard, playing hard, go to sleep, do it again. Now I realise my days are numbered, so opportunities like this, I don't think anyone truly appreciates how hard it is to get to a grand final, let alone win one. And as I get older, I appreciate it a lot more. So Greg's obviously announced his retirement. You know, we'd love to send him out with another championship and those other names you've mentioned, myself, you know, Tom, Jess, I can't speak for them, but I know I've only got, you know, a few years left before I'm the one sitting up the front saying, you know, I'll be done and dusted at the end of the season. So, you know, I don't take it for granted. And if this is the last grand final series I play in, I want to make the most of it.
So if you look into their faces at three-quarter time, would that give you a little bit more burn to take it that extra yard?
Yeah, definitely someone like Greg. You know, I'd love to see Tom and Jesse play, and I think they've got a number of good years left ahead of them. But Greg, having openly announced that he's retiring at the end of the season, with the amount of passion and pride he's played for while wearing the jersey, you know, it's hard not to want to step up that little bit more and win him a championship. You know, it was an amazing feeling winning the championship and being able to call Sean Redditch up on stage, knowing it was his last ever game, and it'd be similar if I get to do the same thing with Greg.
Tell us about Casper and your matchup with him. It will be crucial for the result of the game. Tell us what it's like guarding him.
Oh, I get a taste of it every day at training when I guard Bryce. Look, some guys are deservingly known as the superstars of the league, and Bryce and Casper are two of them, and Chris Goulding, you throw him into the mix, obviously McCarron. But, you know, Casper went for 17 points in the first quarter against Sydney in a semi-final game. That's just the type of player he is, and the, you know, type of points he's capable of scoring in that short period of time. So we know we've got our hands full, whether it's anyone we're guarding for me in the backcourt. But Casper, you know, runner-up MVP of the league, a prolific scorer, a competitor, and similar to Bryce, he doesn't take a possession off, whether it's at the defensive end or when he's got the ball in his hand. So, no, it's good fun. You look forward to guarding the best players in the league, and he's certainly one of them.
The league said today you don't have to wear the white away during the grand final series. Does that matter to you? Like, does wearing the red give you a bit more, or is it nice to tie away? Do you like the white one?
Oh, look, it's the first I've heard of that, and oh, I guess at home it's nice wearing the red just because you kind of gel in with the Red Army on the away games. It doesn't really worry me what jersey's laid out in front of me, provided it says Wildcats on the front. But yeah, it doesn't faze me what colour I'm wearing.
And tell us about the beard tradition. When did it start? How did it all come about?
I don't even know who to blame for this atrociousness that's on my face, but it started 10 years ago as soon as we qualified for the semi-finals. Someone piped up, it's probably Greg, who can't grow much facial hair, and said, all right, finals beards it is, no more shaving. And, you know, we in particular didn't tell Nick Kay and Mitch Norton, because they have a beard year round, and we thought, oh, we'll give them a nice starting base and see just how grizzly they can look. So yeah, their beards are looking pretty nice, and if it goes all the way to a game five, they'll probably have birds laying nests in there. But so far so good.
Just the pressure that comes with the home court advantage and the pressure that comes with being favourites, do you go into the titles of underdogs or favourites at all?
Oh no, it's the, from what I can remember, you know, last year was obviously tight. This year seems to have gone on another level. You know, three teams collectively finished with the same amount of wins and losses. So yeah, to give someone a titles or underdogs favour title, I don't think either of them deserve that. Melbourne are the reigning premiers. You know, they've been shown throughout the course of the season, they've been one of the best teams all year consistently, and they've, you know, got the championship sitting at home in Melbourne. So I don't mind if you want to call us favourites or underdogs. All I know is we've had four games against them, two have gone to overtime, another where they had a chance to win on the buzzer, and one where, you know, we blew a chance to win over in Melbourne. So home or away, we know it's going to be a hard fought game and could go all the way to an extra 5-minute period.